Welcome to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, with your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome to the Veterans Perspective. I'm your host, Zanetta Adams, Director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Today's show will focus on home ownership for veterans. Our guest will share information and resources for veterans who are thinking about buying a home. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer, or maybe you already own one, but you're thinking about moving. Well, whatever the case is, you'll hear from some great resources today. Some of our guests today will be Tim Berkmeyer, Chief Revenue Officer of Rocket Mortgage, Eric Skurr, Veteran Engagement and Compliance Coordinator for Habitat for Humanity of Michigan, and Kylie Huber, Case Manager of the HUD-VASH program at the Saginaw VA Medical Center. You don't want to miss this show. And just a reminder, we have our Veterans Day event coming up November 6th at Selfridge Air Force Base. If you are interested in attending, give us a call at 1-800-MICH-VET, and we will see you right after the break. Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Today, we're talking about homeownership for veterans. And, you know, it's really important that we take advantage of these opportunities if we have them available. I remember when, we were looking to build our home on property that we owned here in Michigan when we first moved to Michigan about a little over 12 years ago, 13 years ago, actually. And we took advantage of the VA home loan, and it was a simple process for a construction loan. So we were able to construct our home with the VA loan and have been utilizing that for the last 12 years. And so it was one of those things that we were able to turn our dream into home ownership into reality. My husband and I, who are both veterans, and it's something that potentially you could realize that dream as well and have an investment for yourself or your spouse or your heirs going forward. So, you know, I hope that you take advantage of all the information that will be shared today on homeownership. And this gives you an opportunity before spring, before people really start moving, to start looking into opportunities, because maybe you have some credit issues. Maybe, and I know GreenPath Financial can potentially help you with credit repair, and you can call our agency at 1-800-MICH-VET to take advantage of that information. But, you know, you may have to get some things in order, right? Because as you're going through underwriting and getting pre-approvals and things like that, you may have to make sure that you get some stuff off your credit so that you can qualify for these loans. But once you get there, it's an amazing opportunity. It opens doors because your loan is guaranteed. So looking forward to having that conversation. So before we really get into the meat of the conversation with the experts, because I am a user, but I am not an expert, I wanted to share some of the Veterans Day events that we have coming up. So first off, we have our inaugural Michigan Military and Veterans Gala on Saturday, November 6th of this year at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Harrison Township. It's hosted by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and our parent department, the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And it's really a gala to thank Michigan veterans and National Guard members, to highlight those who are awardees in our state, but also to highlight Michigan as a National Guard state. So we hope that you'll join us. The night will start with a 6 p.m. social hour, followed by a 7 p.m. gala. And you can purchase tickets online, or you can go to, which you can find at our website, that's www.michigan.gov/MVAA. The Funfield Evening will take place inside an elegantly transformed hangar that will also feature an award ceremony, heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks, music, dancing, and more. Join us while we recognize one of our state's great resources, which is our National Guard members, veterans, and their families. Tickets right now are $50 to accommodate the clearance process. You want to make sure that you buy those tickets as soon as possible. So once we close that, it's going to be closed. So please, please get your tickets. And remember that this is an adults-only event, and they can be purchased at Eventbrite on our page. You can find information on our Facebook page, or you can call us at 1-800-MICH-VET. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I want you to join me Sunday, November 7th at noon, right here on WJR for the Veterans Day episode of The Veterans Perspective. And we will be joined by a very special guest, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And speaking of the governor, we are hosting a Veterans Day recognition event at the state capitol on Wednesday, November 10th at 9:30 a.m. It will not be open to the public. The governor, Major General Paul Rogers, and myself we'll say a few words to honor our veterans, but due to some of the issues surrounding COVID, this event will be live streamed to the MVAA's Facebook page. So stay tuned. You'll see more information on that soon. And we want to know about what's going on in the community. So let us know of any great Veterans Day events in your area by emailing or calling us. And we want to know where you're at. We want to know what you're doing, and we want to be able to support that. So you can contact us by visiting our MVAA website. That's at michigan.gov/MVAA, or you can give us a call at 1-800-MICHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838. Now, getting back on the topic of home ownership for veterans, I know that this topic, we've covered some of this in the past, but I just, you know, again, I feel like it's something we should be talking about often. And veterans, family members, you have some great resources available to you to help you buy a home. And what's very good is that if you are 100% disabled veteran and you're a homeowner, you can take advantage of our exemption for tax exemption here in the state of Michigan. So we know that home buying can be tricky, and we know that it can be challenging, but we want to make sure you have the right resources. So I know there's going to be a lot of information to cover today. This is going to be a show that you want to replay. And don't forget, you can find all of these shows after the show by podcast. You can check out Google, Spotify, Apple, you know, wherever there's podcasts, you can check out the Veterans Perspective and follow any of our shows there. And for anything, everything, as far as questions you may have about anything you hear on the show today, you can contact us at 1-800-MICHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838. I just want to encourage you today, before we get into our first guest, Tim Berkmeyer, the Chief Revenue Officer of Rocket Mortgage, I just want to remind you that we are here for you. So if you're struggling at all, I know it's starting to get into the winter months. We are, you know, we may be starting to feel down because of the holidays. Just remember that you can always call 1-800-273-8255, press 1. That's the Veterans Crisis Line. And you don't have to necessarily be suicidal in order to call that number. You can just be struggling and need someone to talk to. If you have a veteran that's struggling, you can call on behalf of that veteran. And you can always give us a call at 1-800-MICHVET. Let us get you connected to whatever resources that you need, because that's what we're here for. I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. I'm a spouse. You might be a spouse. I'm a dependent. You might be a dependent. And guess what? We can serve each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. I cannot wait to get into our next guest. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Veterans Perspective. Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Our first guest is Tim Berkmeyer, Chief Revenue Officer at Rocket Mortgage. Tim oversees the entire mortgage banking team, which is responsible for providing the best mortgage experience in the country to every client every time. Under Tim's leadership, the company has been ranked highest in customer service satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States by J.D. Power for 11 consecutive years from 2010 through 2021. Tim earned his bachelor's degree from Michigan State University and an MBA from Wayne State University. He and his family reside in Metro Detroit. Welcome to the show, Tim.
It's great to be here. That's quite an introduction. Thank you.
thank you so much for taking the time. I know you have a busy schedule. You know, and I know that our show is about homeownership for veterans, but I do want to give a shout out to you all for being one of our gold level veteran friendly employers.
Yeah, thank you. You know, first of all, we're all indebted to our service people and all they are willing to do to assure us our freedoms. And here at our organization, we've made it a focus because there are just some great veterans out there that have joined the team. We have just short of 1,000 team members here at Rocket Mortgage that have served or are actively serving, and we're really proud of that. So thank you.
Well, congratulations definitely to you and your team. And I want to thank you for your commitment to recruiting and retaining top veteran talent. And so, you know, we have this veteran-friendly employer who understands veterans from the staff level, and we have veterans who are understanding veterans working with veterans every day. But I want to talk about some of the other things that you all do very well, which is homeownership and sharing some of the homeownership information and resources with our veterans and families today. So, you know, Tim, could you provide me with some of the maybe go-to tips for veterans who are looking into buying a home?
Oh, of course. Yeah. First of all, and I think that a lot of people realize this, it is an absolutely red hot market right now. It's a seller's market. So those folks who are interested in buying a house, first and foremost, be very, very aware of the fact that we not only need to save money, but we need to be aware of what our expenses will look like in the long term. So budgeting is a very, very important piece right now, followed by, of course, as hot a market as it is, to really make sure you've got the right information when you're buying a house. So it's about working with a trusted lender, someone who understands the veterans and their interests, and making sure you're fully and qualified to buy the house before you make the offer. So there are some steps here. That's not overly complicated, but you want to take the right steps at the right time.
Well, and you know, I'm sure you do all types of loans, but you know, we really want to talk about VA loans because that's one of the areas. Now, in the last year, we did come up in that area of people taking advantage of VA home loans here in Michigan, but we had been, you know, stalled for quite a while. Can you tell us a little bit more about VA loans and maybe your understanding of who qualifies for those?
Sure. Yeah. First of all, if you qualify for a VA loan, you should take a good hard look at possibly utilizing one to buy a house. It offers you a great opportunity. It's a mortgage product. It's offered by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and it allows for some unique things. Like, first of all, your upfront costs are ordinarily much lower with a VA option, including a zero down payment to buy a house. And there's just that makes it very unique relative to other mortgage products. That puts you in the market to buy, which is great. You can also refinance in many cases if the situation is right to 100% of the value of the house. And you don't have to pay, for those of us who do have mortgages or can remember having a mortgage, you don't have to pay mortgage insurance, which is a pesky additional cost that some have to pay if they don't have the necessary equity in the house. With a VA option, you save yourself having to worry about that. So a lot of great reasons to consider using a VA option.
Yeah, I think those are great. I remember when my husband and I were building our house in 2009, and we had a piece of property that we were using. You know, the benefits, like you said, we're not having to put a down payment. But I think it's interesting, and I think, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that it was great that we were able to utilize our property that we had as a potential additional down payment or equity in our loan to take off some of that amount for what we would have potentially had to pay or to make it more enticing. So for those who may own property and you want to build on it and you're able to do that, that's another potential selling point to doing so. So, I mean, yeah, that's great information. You know, so what other types of loans are available? I guess if maybe there's a veteran out there who didn't necessarily qualify, maybe they got a general discharge or maybe they didn't qualify for a VA home loan. What other types of things or loans are out there?
Well, there's, of course, your conventional options, which are fantastic. But if you are in a spot where a veteran mortgage is available to you, one of the beautiful things about the product is you can have a FICO score sometimes as low as 580. So you can maybe have had a late payment or two. Of course, you're recovering. And you're in a good spot from a credit standpoint. 580 could potentially get you into the house, and a 60% debt to income ratio as well with a veteran's option. So there's just some things with that product that will open up opportunities you wouldn't otherwise have. So it's important that if a veteran, you look into what you might qualify for.
And would it be fair to say, don't just assume you may not qualify, reach out to somebody to find out?
Yeah, I think it's all about getting good advice. So it starts with having a conversation and just running through your options, and then make sure that you have enough information to make a good decision. And everybody's got plenty of questions. So when you're talking to a trusted lender, make sure that you really make sure all your questions are answered appropriately and you have the information you need to make the right choice. But from a purchase standpoint, there's great options there. There are, of course, VA cash out refinance options as well, where, again, you can go up to 100% cash out of the value of the house, which is nice if the money is needed, especially in today's world where, oh, by the way, home values have been skyrocketing. I think everybody sees that. So a lot of people have some additional equity in their home right now. So there's that. And the one that's probably my favorite and the easiest to use is if you have a VA option today, there is the VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, which is not easy to say, but pretty easy to use. Again, a 580 credit score to qualify. Ordinarily, you don't need a lot of income documentation, nor do you need an appraisal. So it's a very quick and easy way to drop your mortgage rate if you have a VA mortgage today. So check that out if you fall into that category.
That's a great tip and a great point for sure. I wanted to touch really quickly on Built for Zero program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Like I had said earlier, we're all indebted to our veterans and what they've given. And so we have really gotten behind this Built for Zero, which is kind of a national movement. It's made up of 80 communities across the U.S., and their goal is to end veteran homelessness. And we are completely and totally aligned with the Built for Zero cause. It's led by Community Solutions, and we've been involved since 2018 and have given roughly about $15 million. And we are making gains, and that's the exciting part. At this point, we have decreased veteran homelessness in Detroit by 33%. Across the U.S. and all of these different communities, we feel like we're probably somewhere in the area of having found housing for about 25,000 veterans since 2018. And, you know, it's a lot easier to get control of your life and move forward when you have a roof over your head. And so, you know, we're very emotionally connected to that cause.
Well, that is amazing. I mean, you know, just in Detroit alone, those numbers are incredible, but the number of veterans that you've helped nationwide, that's amazing. Where can people find out more information about that program?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, if you're interested in a veteran and you're interested in potentially employment, becoming a team member here with us, you can visit us at just type into your email, wehireveterans@rocketcompanies.com. So feel free to do that. You can also visit our site where you can find out a little bit about all the great things that we're doing for veterans. And you can visit us at our Rocket Mortgage app or our website, call or chat with us and see what we're doing. And if interested in a house, it's an interesting and challenging time to buy, but a good time to buy if the situation is right.
Well, thank you so much, Tim, for joining us today. We'll be right back on the Veterans Perspective.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Our next guest is Eric Skurr, Veteran Engagement and Compliance Coordinator at the Habitat for Humanity of Michigan. Eric served in the U.S. Army from 2010 to 2015, and he ETS'd as a sergeant. His MOS was 35 Golf, which was an imagery intelligence officer. He had a BA in business from Davenport and a master's in management from Davenport as well. He's been with Habitat for Humanity since April 2020, and he's a lifelong Michigander. Thank you for joining us today, Eric.
Thank you for having me, Director Adams.
So, you know, Eric, we're talking about home ownership and opportunities, and, you know, we've spoken with representatives from Habitat for Humanity in the past, but we wanted to kind of deep dive into a little bit about what home ownership looks like for Habitat for Humanity. So can you tell us a little bit more about Habitat for Humanity in general and then some of the work you're doing with veterans?
Sure, of course. So Habitat for Humanity is best described to be broken down into three different entities, first and foremost. We have our affiliate level, and then we have the state support agency level, which is where I work at Habitat Michigan, and then we have Habitat International. Throughout the state of Michigan, we have 50 plus affiliates, 41 of those being what are referred to as veteran build affiliates, directly serving veterans. And throughout our different programs, we really reflect the five pillars of Veterans Build, where we're trying to serve not only in home ownership and home repair, but also in terms of honoring veterans and the commitment that they made to our country and helping them through many different services that we offer. So Veterans Build is very encompassing, and we try to holistically serve veterans through multiple different avenues. Just this past year, we ended up serving 98 veteran families in the state of Michigan through home repairs and veterans build. And it's a number we're proud of throughout a pandemic. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do outside of the pandemic.
You know, that's great. And, you know, you were just touching on some of the areas that you work with. And I just want to kind of go from my experience and maybe talk about maybe what's different now. So I remember when I got out of the military, it was probably in 2006, or maybe it was before that, because I was called up in 2005, but I was still, you know, in the reserves at the time before that. And I believe it was sometime between maybe 2003 and 2006. I was working with, we were trying to work with Habitat for Humanity, and I know the paperwork was very long. It was a little daunting. It seemed like we were kind of stuck in this spot where you have to make enough money, but you can't make too much, and just trying to make sure we were finding this balance. And I wonder, and I know that they didn't have veteran bills back then. What is different? Is there a process to help people kind of get through that? Like, how can people navigate that without the additional maybe stress that comes with a lot of those challenges?
It's a great question. So first and foremost, everything starts at the affiliate level. We have multiple different affiliates throughout the state, some far as like Detroit that may have more capacity, and others that are more in rural communities that might only have like a one-person shop. And it really just depends on the capacity of the affiliate at the end of the day. But ultimately, at Habitat Michigan, our job is to provide the funding and the resources to the affiliates to then serve the veterans in their community. So ultimately, I've tried to make it holistically where we have a singular application that veterans can fill out. And using that application, then we would look at all the different funding sources out there, whether that's from state, like the Michigan Housing Authority, whether that's from federal sources, utility companies, veteran service organizations that we're partnered with, and holistically try to then provide that service to that veteran at as minimal difficulty and time as we can to that veteran. Now, obviously, some of those programs do have constraints, because when you're using state and federal funding, there are some different, you know, things that you have to go through to make sure that eligibility requirements are met and maintained. So the best first step a veteran can do is just reach out to their local Habitat affiliate, and then we'll go from there to see how we can serve them.
So what I'm hearing is that the process may be a little bit different than a regular person than a person who's non-military applying for a Habitat for Humanity build, correct?
Well, we've actually tried to make the application the same. So veterans and non-veterans would apply using the same application. Now, obviously, they go through their affiliate to fill out that application. But once that application comes into us here at Habitat Michigan, we then just look at the different sources of funding we have to help serve them.
Well, that's great information. So, you know, before the break, we had Tim Berkmeyer from Rocket Mortgage talking about VA home loans. Now, I know you're talking about different funding sources. Can someone utilize their VA home loan for a Habitat for Humanity build?
It's a fantastic question. So for all veterans who think they're ready for home ownership or wish to learn if owning a home is a viable option, we really recommend as a first step to contact our amazing housing counselors that we have at Habitat Michigan. They can really go over a lot of the different aspects of owning a home, including the different mortgage products that are out there, including VA home loans, and then also get into some of the tools and resources we have as well, such as our down payment assistance program that could help some families potentially, you know, get that mortgage at an easier way for their income. And the first step to that, to reach out to a Habitat housing counselor, is just to go ahead and email info@habitatmichigan.org. And that can help you get in touch with one of our amazing counselors and hopefully get you squared away.
That's great information. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about like HUD VASH vouchers a little bit later. But I want to know, you know, I had heard somewhere a while back that you could potentially take your HUD VASH voucher, maybe that you're renting, and use that towards homeownership with Habitat. Is that true?
So I do not know a great deal about HUD VASH vouchers. I know that we're actually looking into potentially utilizing those because we want to help our homeless veteran population. And a big part of that is ensuring that we can potentially help get our homeless vets off the streets and into homes. And as far as the HUD VASH vouchers go, we are working on that, but I do not have further information to give at this time. If somebody is interested in getting more information as it comes, again, email info@habitatmichigan.org.
Yeah, that's great to know. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, being able to look at maybe something that's out there that may be misinformation or, you know, you just may not have it right yet is important to be able to talk about here as well. So finding out where we stand on that, that's going to be helpful for someone who may be looking at or maybe going into that process of utilizing HUD-VASH vouchers. So how can someone then become a Habitat homeowner? I know you shared the website, the email address, but how can someone who wants to find out more about if they qualify, how can they do that?
First and foremost, reach out to your local affiliate. So we have affiliates that do veterans build projects or non-veterans build projects every year. Many affiliates build 1 to 2 to 3 homes a year. And the best thing you can do is reach out to your local affiliate within your community. As I mentioned, there's more than 50 in the state of Michigan, and some of those affiliates cover multiple counties. So they're geographically should be an affiliate that covers your area. So reach out to them, discuss with them what your needs are, and you might line up and potentially be one of the next homeowners of a Habitat home.
Nice. And so, you know, I know that part of Habitat Humanity's structure is sweat equity. That's really building your own, helping build your own home, and working with a team from the community. My question would be, one, I know that there are disabled veterans who look to buy these homes, so they really can't put a lot of sweat equity into it. But how can someone who may want to help a veteran build a home or be a part of that team get involved?
Sure. Well, firstly, on the sweat equity piece, I just want to say really quickly that ultimately we actually try to find other ways that sweat equity can be done, even for our disabled counterparts. And a part of that is we're trying to holistically serve that veteran by helping them get in touch with their county VA and other resources to potentially get the resources that they might not already have. So that's something that can aid there. And for those that are interested in helping out with volunteering for Habitat, we're always looking for volunteers. Veteran build sites are always looking for opportunities. But beyond the actual builds themselves, the restores and the actual offices are always looking for staffing as well. It's very difficult sometimes to find the staffing to run the office. And if you want to volunteer in that capacity as well, it's always welcomed.
Well, that's great. And so, you know, you can give an hour of your time. You don't have to be an expert contractor in order to assist. If you can use a hammer and put some nails in, I'm sure that they could utilize you, or paint or whatever. So, and maybe even artwork. I mean, there's probably a lot of things that people can do that go into a home. I remember building mine and how that was. So I just want to take a moment to thank you so much for joining us today and for all the work that you do for veterans.
Well, thank you, Director Adams. I really appreciate you having me today.
And don't forget to check out those that information and websites. We'll make sure that we have that posted on our Facebook page. And if you didn't get the information or weren't able to write it down, you can always give us a call at 1-800-MICHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838. And we'll make sure that we share the team's information with you from Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so much again, Eric. And we will be right back on the Veterans Perspective.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Our final guest today is Kylie Huber to tell us more about the HUD-VASH program, which combines HUD housing vouchers with VA supportive services to help veterans who are homeless and their families find and sustain permanent housing. Now, Kylie is a social worker with the Saginaw VA Medical Center and has worked as a case manager in the HUD-VASH program for close to 5 years. She's dedicated to helping veterans facing homelessness to obtain permanent housing in our community. Kylie started her career in the VA as a student pathways intern while attending college and graduated with her Master's of Social Work degree in 2016 from Michigan State University. She grew up in Bay City, Michigan, and continues to live in the Tri-City area. She enjoys spending time with her family, dogs, and friends who live nearby. Welcome to the show, Kylie.
Thank you.
So, you know, today we've been talking about homeownership, but I wanted to make sure that we're providing information to veterans who are experiencing homelessness. So can you tell us a little bit more about the HUD-VASH program?
Yes, as you mentioned, HUD-VASH is a supportive housing program. We do partner with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and they provide Section 8 housing vouchers to our program. The vouchers allow veterans to rent a house or an apartment in the community, and the voucher also provides some ongoing financial assistance for the veteran towards rent. So the voucher covers a portion, and then the veteran is also responsible to pay a portion of the rent.
Okay. I was going to say, is this for families or just single folks, or, you know, who is this for?
Yes, this is this program is for veterans. If they are single and plan to live on their own, that is perfect. The program is also suitable for veterans who have family members who would be living with them, whether that be a spouse, significant other, partner, children, or any other supportive people who would be living with them in their home.
So if a veteran applies for this, is there a wait list for veterans, or is it anybody who applies and qualifies can get access to this? How does that work?
Well, there's not specifically a wait list, but we do utilize a list of interest before determining who would be next to receive a voucher in our program. And that is because HUD only allocates a certain number of vouchers to us at a time. So as veterans come and then leave our program for any given reason, then we can utilize our list of interest to see who would be the next eligible veteran to receive the voucher that we have for our community.
Do you, Kylie, do you have a sense that people know about this program and are utilizing it to its capacity, or do we need more information out there?
I think it's pretty well out there that the program is available, at least throughout our Saginaw VA area. And we service 35 counties for Saginaw. So I think it's pretty readily available, or at least some information or details about the HUD-VASH program.
Well, that's great. So what are some steps then to determine if a veteran's eligible for this program? What do they need to do or have?
Well, if a veteran is eligible for the program, initially they do need to be homeless. So, you know, they may be living in a shelter temporarily or another transitional housing facility. They may be living in a vehicle or another place not meant for habitation at the time. So a veteran could simply just even be couch surfing. A veteran may also be eligible if they are at risk for becoming homeless. They may have received an eviction notice, or they could even be in the process of an eviction through the courts already. A veteran would also need to be eligible for VA healthcare services and be able to manage their activities of daily living, so be able to live independently in their homes. And then HUD also has an income eligibility guideline that they follow. So those were kind of the three main eligibility criteria for the program.
So let's just say someone takes advantage of this HUD-VASH voucher. Can they use it as long as they are income eligible, or is there a certain cutoff period?
Yes, absolutely. They can use it for as long as they need or want to use the voucher for housing, as long as they maintain the income eligibility guidelines that are set forth by HUD.
That's great. And so is there a certain discharge that's disqualified, like discharge status that's disqualified from taking advantage of that HUD-VASH voucher?
Currently, all veterans are eligible unless they have a dishonorable discharge. And we are in the process of welcoming veterans into the program who have an other than honorable discharge.
Now, do these veterans need to be connected to the VA already?
Not necessarily. Of course, they do need to be eligible for VA healthcare services, but to get the process started through a screening and referral, they do not already need to be connected to the VA, but we can certainly help connect them to our eligibility department and verify and confirm that they are eligible for services.
So they have to be able to be eligible for VA healthcare services in order to be eligible for the HUD-VASH voucher.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so so that's probably they need to fill out an application, or you all work with them to get them maybe enrolled in VA healthcare or something like that.
Yes, absolutely. We could help them complete an application or direct them specifically to our eligibility specialist who could help them do that.
Okay. And how would they actually go about applying? So what are the first steps for them getting an application in and looking to take advantage of this opportunity that's there for them?
Well, to specifically apply to our HUD-VASH program, they would just need to be in contact with someone on our case management team. There is no formal application process, but more so a screening and intake process that we have. So they could reach us Monday through Friday during normal business hours of 8 to 4:30. They could meet with us directly at the VA medical facility or contact us by telephone, and we could do that screening and then intake with them over the phone or in person at that time.
So is a hotline number, or is it these are individual numbers and maybe they just call the VA in general to get access to you all?
Yeah, a number of different ways they could access us to start the process for HUD-VASH program. They could contact us directly at the VA Medical Center by telephone. We do have all individual extensions as well, but certainly if they were to contact our department, they'd be able to reach any one of us at any given time, as there is a case manager on station and available to do that at any given day.
Well, and so I want to, anyone who's out there listening as well, if you don't know where who your local VA medical center is, you can always give us a call at 1-800-MISH-VET. That's that 1-800-642-4838 number, and we can get you connected to the right people in that HUD-VASH department to assist you with an application. Now, you know, I was just speaking with Eric Skirr of Habitat for Humanity about home ownership and building, and I asked them a question about whether HUD-VASH vouchers can be utilized to obtain home ownership through Habitat. Do you know anything about that, or is that something that's on the horizon?
Absolutely. That is certainly something that's on the horizon for us, specifically at the Saginaw VA Medical Center. We are looking into doing a pilot program in partnership with Habitat for Humanity, where veterans who have a HUD-VASH voucher, they are eligible to use that voucher towards home ownership rather than renting an apartment or a home. So that's something that we're at the very beginning, very initial stages at, and just in the process of screening people who would be suitable for potentially the home ownership piece with Habitat for Humanity right now.
Well, that's excellent news. And I think that's an amazing opportunity. And, you know, I look forward to hearing more about that. I guess, finally, the last question I would ask you, where can people call if they are experiencing some homelessness or need some additional housing assistance?
One of the very best resources we have to offer for anyone experiencing homelessness or maybe at risk of homelessness would be to contact the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans. The number is 877-424-3838. And that's a 24/7 access point and someone to contact to discuss those housing issues and concerns. And they also contact us at the VA to provide some follow-up and to provide some support to address those concerns, even to connect to us at the HUD-VASH program as well.
Well, thank you so much for the information, Kylie. We'll make sure that information is shared on our website. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank our other guests, Tim Berkmeyer of the Rocket Mortgage and Eric Skirr of Habitat for Humanity, for joining us today. I know we covered a lot of information today, but don't forget, all of our shows can be downloaded as a podcast from wjr.com/veteransperspective. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-MISH-VET. Don't forget about the Veterans Gala that's coming up for November 6th. You can call us to get your tickets. And also Sunday, November 7th at noon, we will have our very special Veterans Day episode by Governor Whitmer. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on The Veterans Perspective.